masturbation has always gotten kind of a bad rap, you know, something people don't like to think about it too much. But in reality, I think that a lot of married people find this to be kind of the Albus Dumbledore magic spell that kind of keeps our shit together. You know, with just a little bit of imagination, we can hold it together so that we don't do anything stupid and we can continue on with our happily married life. And by the way, on another related note, hardly related, well, actually very related, Emma Watson is over 18 now. Bristol Palin is now the poster child for abstinence. Now, how did she get there? It's simple. She fucked an Alaskan hillbilly named after pants and a euphemism for your dick. She got knocked up. She stood by her mom, Sarah, while Sarah destroyed the remaining political aspirations of an American war hero. And, of course, that makes her a perfect poster child for abstinence. How does that make sense? That's easy. She belongs to the American Republican Party. A loser died the other day. Not a loser, but a loser in the Olympics. I don't think that's very funny. Now, what would be funny is if a curler would die. Now, that's that thing with the brooms and the big rock that has a handle on it. I could see two different ways of dying as a curler. One would be as you're doing that little broom thing, a drunken husband comes down onto the ice and, you know, "What the fuck are you doing, you stupid bitch?" Starts beating the person up all over the place. "You don't know how to swing for shit." Or, considering the fact that curling is just about like shuffleboard, except with a bigger rock, maybe the person would just die, you know, maybe of old age or boredom.